you believe in God, you believe in something that is, okay, some people say is non-existent, but if that's what you believe, something, an all-powerful being. Okay, that's where I lean. But if you believe in science, science is also, it's a written word by mankind throughout the ages. So how do we know what is true?
Well, if you ask me, the best way to gauge the truth value of something is whether or not the information is accessible to outside parties and whether or not the information can be reproduced in the form of data via, it doesn't have to be an experiment, but just like if it's independently verifiable, it can be corroborated and repeated by other people and other people have access to it, then that's the best way to, if you ask me, to gauge the truth value of something, or at least the most logical assumption on this one versus that one. If I just told you that I went into a cave and saw Neanderthals living there, but I lost the map and I don't know where it was, then you'd have no good reason to believe what I said.
Independent. You said independent. You have to experience it for yourself. You have to depend on someone else to write a book or write literature. You fall.
What? When did I say that?
No. You're saying it's verifiable.
You said independently verifiable, so you have to experience it for yourself to believe it. You're just going on the assumptions or the written word of someone else, whether it be biblical and or scientific.
No, I'm talking about actually collecting the data for yourself.
Right.
I'm not talking about reading a book that says the chiral version of the active ingredient in thalidomide causes birth defects. I'm talking about doing the actual scientific work of verifying it.
Again, but you're also depending on people's other works. You haven't.
No. Okay. You're not depending on their work, except in the aspect of they give you these conclusions or these data and you repeat them. If I were relying on their work, then what I would do is I would dogmatically accept it, uncritically accept it. But that's not how the enterprise of science works.
Well, science is a questionability. You have to question everything about science.
Okay, yeah, but science isn't a process of just sitting there with your arms crossed being skeptical. It's a methodology.
So you've been to the Galapagos Islands?
I haven't, but many people have.
And the animals there have just what? Mutated to what? A different species or just adapt to their environment?
That's what evolving is.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we swam out of the oceans as
humans? No.
Okay, and then we developed into apes.
Okay. I'm gonna give you an analogy to show how silly this is, because I hear this all the time. I take it you speak English.
Yeah, I do. I'm speaking it right now.
Okay. Do you know, like, where your ancestry takes you back to?
According to what's written? Yeah. Northern European.
Okay. So, like, Scandinavia or Denmark or what?
Irish, French.
Okay. Perfect. So, you're telling me that one day your French-speaking ancestors just started speaking English one day? So you claim to come from French-speaking people. So you're telling me that one day some French woman gave birth to an English-speaking baby. That's what you're telling. That's how you got here? Is that really what you think?
No, they made it with another person.
And then just magically a French-speaking couple gave birth to an English-speaking baby. And that's your family tree? You're telling me that's what happened?
They mated with another culture.
And?
And I am the end result.
Okay, so this didn't work. So let's try it a different way. A very long time ago, nobody on planet Earth was speaking English or French, but there were other languages like, I don't know, Latin or ancient Greek or whatever. We can agree on that, right?
Absolutely.
So your ancestors at one point were Latin-speaking people, right?
Probably.
Yes, okay. Well, much the same way that I don't claim that humans once just walked out of the water or we directly came from that. You wouldn't claim that some Latin-speaking people one day gave birth to English-speaking people, and then that's exactly where your family tree comes from.
Oh, migration.
You're not getting it.
Other cultures intermingle with other cultures.
That's yes, and groups of organisms. Well, if I say that, it's going to sound like I'm talking about hybridization, which is not the principal way in which evolution is thought to occur. So forget that. But
okay,
we didn't one day crawl out of the water and become humans. It doesn't happen that way. We didn't used to be in the water. At one point, there were no human beings that were alive on this planet. Like at one point, there were no English-speaking speakers on this planet. And at one point, all animals lived in the water. Right, but we didn't literally come from the water in this sort of direct sense like that.
But that's what we were taught in school. We started. Oh, we started in the ocean.
I don't think you were taught that.
Yes, yeah, that's what they're teaching.
I just got out of high school 4 years ago. They're not teaching that, I assure you.
Well, I think he was in high school more than 4 years ago, Tyler. To be fair.
Yeah, well, he said that's what they are teaching. It sounded, you know, current.
Yeah, so it's true that one day, that in the past, at one point, there were no English-speaking people, but we don't say that Latin speakers directly became English speakers. There were small incremental changes that occurred from that point to get to this point. And it's much the same way with the way species have changed over time. It happens extraordinarily gradually. In fact, it's so gradual that it doesn't happen in these instances. But over very long stretches of time, the changes are fairly dramatic, like with languages.
The time frame that they're discussing, remember that? When we were growing up with this theory?
What would a missing link look like, in your opinion?
I don't know. Maybe the vocal cords changed, but it's no. There's no missing link. The transition between.
We can't get fossilized vocal cords. So if there's a link between I only need 10 seconds. If there was a link between humans and other apes, what would the missing links look like?
I don't know. It's never been found.
But what would it look like? See, in science, you have to make a prediction and then go and look for the data. And if the data is not there, then you modify your idea. But if the data is there, then you have support for your idea. So what would the evidence look like?
A skeletal structure, an upright man, the organ changes, the bone structure. And yet, you can sit there and take that skull, and you can actually form a skull in Africa, shape it to where you design. How about the elongated neck rings? You can form different cultures do the same thing.
No, these brain cases are massively different, and the eyebrow structure, particularly, and the protruding jaw. You cannot modify this the way we do with neck rings and foot binding and stuff like that. It's not possible. These are not body modifications. But the answer to the question, what would the evidence look like? This is exactly what the evidence would look like. Because we have the biggest brains, and we're the tallest of all the apes. And if you go backwards, we can see we gradually change. Smaller brain cases, more protruding jaws. We don't have I don't have pictures of the full skeletons here, but their stature was much, they were not as tall. The foramen magnum, which is the hole in the bottom of the skull, in us, it's directly below, but in these more ancient ones, it's more towards the back because our lineage is from a more horizontal type of locomotion rather than an upright type of locomotion. So, no, the missing link that you were talking about, we have hundreds and hundreds of these. So when you said it's never been found, like, that was like, literally wrong.
Well, I'm still studying it, but I still don't find that one moment where we had the ability to speak and move forward with communication skills.
It doesn't happen in one moment. It happens gradually, like the languages. Latin speakers didn't one day give birth to kids that were all like, hello, cheerio. Oi, I think I'm going to have some fish and chips, right? And then the Latin-speaking parents are like, I can't speak Latin, but like, ah, oh, we can't understand anything it's saying. It doesn't happen like that. It never happens in one moment. Never, ever, ever, never, ever.
No. I mean, I understand the theory of what's going on in history. I haven't seen it. I haven't realized it. I read books.
Well, you've
all
seen
the time.
It now.
No. I'm reading people's other theories, and I'm not going to do it until I can study it myself. That's the whole point of science. You don't experience.
Tell me what. Tell me something scientific that you do regard as true.
Anything I experience myself.
Give me an example.
Human experience, human existence. What I experienced within my own life.
Give me a scientific idea that you regard as being true.
Scientific experience.
Okay. Do you think the Earth is flat?
I have no idea.
Oh my.
Do you think that atoms exist?
I believe there are smaller items than ourselves. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, but you've never experienced an atom before. Yet you absolutely, times two, think that atoms exist. Because you know in your head that the scientific process is a very excellent way of actually verifying aspects of reality.
I believe what I read. If I touch you, I know, okay, from feelings, I touch you. But I also know that I cannot actually touch you because there are certain elements that do not actually equate to touch.
But you've never seen or experienced or measured that in any real sense.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Science is the same way, and so is religion, and so is science. You believe what you read to a certain point, and then until you try and...
But you said you won't believe it until you experience it, but we have a case of something that you do believe, even though you can't actually do the experiment or whatever for this.
I choose to believe it.
Okay, and you choose not to believe in evolution, and it's not because you can't do it or see it or reproduce it, because you can't do or see or reproduce the subatomic particles that make you up, but you understand that that is real, because there's nothing really wrong with that explanation. It's been backed up by huge amounts of scientific work, and it is actually the same with evolution, but you just don't believe it, and like, whatever, that's cool.
No, see, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm just here to conversation. That's all.
No, you're not.
What do you mean, no, I'm not?
No, you're not.
I'm not here to have a conversation?
No, you're not. You did come here to argue.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I came here to express my...
No, you didn't.
Oh.
See, now we're arguing. Get it?
No, I'm not arguing.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Try not to. That's not my intent. Maybe that's your interpretation.
All right. Have a good day, Brent.